Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we come tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus, that name that is above every name. And we come humbling ourselves before you, looking on the inside, listening to the unction and direction of the Holy Ghost. And teach us and direct us that your people may hear your voice through the words that come out of my mouth tonight. We come yielding. It's not based on a feeling or not a feeling, but the truth of your word. The goodness of who you are. The provisions that you have made. And the blood that Jesus Christ himself shed. That we all could have eternal life. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for that eternal life. Our eternity has already begun and is with you. We thank you, Lord, tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, glory to your name. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So glad to see all of you here tonight. And just turn your hearts toward God and listen to what God is saying. Say that. Say, Lord, speak to me. Through her voice. So get your heart ready and see what God has to say to you. You know, I can say a word and it might mean something to this person over here and something different to that person over there because they have different needs. Amen. Our scriptures tonight, let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, and we'll come back and probably back up some. But this is King James Version. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 10, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And verse 11, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. To the glory of God the Father. Romans 10, 17. Romans 10 and 17, again, King James Version. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the New Living Reader's Version says, so faith comes from hearing the message, and the message that is heard is the message about Christ. So you've come to hear the message about Christ. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. And then we do 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Oh, you know it. You know, you could quote it. Chapter 3, I believe. I'm in Thessalonians, no wonder. Give me a minute. So get there, Cora. You get to the right one. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. New Living Reader's Version said, do your best to please God. Be a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed. Teach the message of truth correctly. I want to recommend this book to those who may be watching and those who may not know. It's the name of the book is The Name of Jesus by Kenneth E. Hagin. And you can learn how to use that name. And it'll be for your benefit. Amen. You know, a lot of times we say, I'm not going to be long. I'm going to be as long as it takes. Amen. I'm going to be as long as it takes. Let's go back to Philippians chapter 2. Let's start at verse 5. And let's look at the word of God. Say the word of God. Say, speak to me, Jesus. And there was a man that preached a long, long time ago. And he preached in, you know, we didn't know what preaching was. We thought it was the sound and all. And he says, sweep Jesus. And he's talking about get out of the trouble and all the trash out of your life. He said, sweep, Jesus. So you say, speak, Jesus, to my heart. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The death of the cross gave us life. Say, thank you, Jesus, for the life. The death on the cross and the resurrection and all of that gave us life. You know, it's hard to fathom. It's hard to think of somebody turning down this message of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord and choosing to spend an eternity in hell. So that's why God has called us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature and tell them that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he is the only way to get to God in eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that when Korah believed in him, she didn't have to perish, but have everlasting life. And so that's my job and your job, to go tell it to somebody that they can hear and know and believe and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Say, I'll go, Lord. I'll go, Lord. I'll speak, Lord. I'll speak, Lord. Hallelujah. And again, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Listen, we said we've got to study this word. We have to study this word and study this word and study this word and meditate in the word day and night so that we'll know what to tell people and we'll know how to live ourselves.